Hello, you're listening to Cricket World Radio.
And this is the News Roundup podcast. Coming up, a rundown of the latest cricket news from all around the world.
Australia won the first Women's Ashes One Day International at Lord's by 27 runs to take a 4-2 lead over England in the series. Australia posted 203 for 8 thanks to Meg Lanning's 56 and useful contributions down the order before England collapsed from 103 for 2 to be all out for 176. Captain Charlotte Edwards made 61, but only three others could reach double figures as they subsided to be all out in 47.3 overs. Erin Osborne returned 3 for 39 and Jess Jonathan 4 for 38 to leave Australia ahead in the series for the first time after the Test match was drawn last week. Australia left-arm spinner Ashton Agar is to return home and leave the Ashes tour after suffering a viral illness. He's been unwell for the last week and will now be given time to rest and recuperate ahead of the Australian domestic season. A surprise pick for the opening test at Trent Bridge, Agar top-scored for Australia with 98, setting a new record score for a number 11 batsman in tests. He was retained for the Lord's test, but having only taken two wickets in those two matches, was then left out in favour of Nathan Lyon for the third and fourth tests in Manchester and Chester-le Street. Meanwhile, Australia captain Michael Clarke has confirmed that all-rounder James Faulkner will make his debut in the fifth test, which begins at the Oval tomorrow. Fellow left-armer Mitchell Starc returns to the side as Jackson Bird and Usman Khawaja miss out.